Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Guess what season it is? It's our season, bitch.
I should put this out on my birthday.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the next day would be the last day of cap season. Well,
my birthday is not the last day.
I know, the 19th. Yes. So it's going to be a late Capricorn season episode, but like, what is time? Which is very Capricorn.
Time is not real.
Exactly. So it's on time.
I wrote that in Jordan's card, but then I messed up. I wrote time is a concept, but I meant construct. Mm. So I had to cross it out.
But it's also a concept.
I mean, like, it still is a true sentence, yeah, but I meant to say construct. Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Time. That was very Mercury retrograde.
Can we talk about how this Mercury retrograde is like, it's not like the worst one, but it's like one that is really on brand on like the unavoidable. Like, I find it so interesting how like the whole flight situation with like, you know, all those.
What was up with that?
So the Southwest situation.
Okay, not that.
Oh, the other one.
When they were like, the power is out or something?
Yeah, like the system.
So what
just
was
really
in the sky? Something was happening.
I don't know what was
I'm
going
a conspiracy
on.
Theorist. I think something was happening. Mm-hmm. I think something.
Did we ever do our conspiracy episode? That might have to be Aquarius season.
Yeah, I don't know.
We never talk.
Write that down.
You should guys just see me. Like, I'm the assistant. Write that down.
Write that down. Yeah, because I have a lot of conspiracy theories, and I think that they're all true, so
and
it's not really
Sarah,
a theory.
Shout out Sarah. She loves conspiracy theories.
I
so
love conspiracy theories.
Wow. Because I can understand where that could be a conspiracy, like, what happened? Like, I was saying, that has never happened in my life that I can remember, and, like, my parents could remember. Like, when has it been, like, oh, my God, like, all flights are off, are grounded.
Like, what? What?
What?
What?
Weird.
Very.
So it's just like
suspicious.
Strange. A lot of strange things are happening. Like, I was watching the Premier League, like the soccer in England, of the feed from London cut off everywhere, worldwide. No one could watch that Arsenal game. No one knows to this moment. I was like, that has never happened. Like, literally, Peacock froze for like at least 10 minutes. 10. So they were playing football. None of us could see it worldwide unless you were there. Mercury, I was like, damn, Mercury is beating people's ass. Because when has that ever happened in this time? Like, all of a sudden, the feed from North London? Like, we're not having the feed come from, I don't know, somewhere where you where you really might disconnect. Like, worldwide? I'm like, that is very bizarre. Like, something's wrong.
Yeah, that's weird.
But personally, it's just been kind of more like, I don't know.
Like, I feel like personally, for me, it's been pretty chill. However, comma, I think that I've
I think it's
more. I don't know if it's like, because, you know, it's always like communication is always the thing, but I don't think it's like affected my communication. I think it's helped me like make decisions.
It's helped me be more attentive, like pay attention. But not, but more not to like, oh, I'm missing something, like to my own emotions. Like I've told you that yesterday, when it conjunct for me, because natally my Mercury is in retrograde in Capricorn, so it literally is like right on top of it. I had no choice but to face like certain things I may have been like moving too fast to like, you know, not face. But that's like personally, and it's not even, it wasn't bad, because I was saying before I was like breaking down, I was like talking about how grateful I was, and I was just going towards something else that I kind of just pushed to the side. I feel like I said, that's why I feel like it's just like an unavoidable energy, like maybe something that you just were not paying attention to.
Yeah, definitely things you tried not to think about.
And then it's like, okay, it was like, now it's time to think about. Because I even feel like with the whole, I don't know, now that you talk about the conspiracy theory, I think everything's a lie. I'm like, maybe people are, like you said, what was in the sky? Like, do you know it was like out for like a good like 2 hours?
That's weird.
Like, that day, Brianna had a flight to go home.
Do you know there was a plane crash?
Where?
Nepal or something. It was like, and this guy was on, and this guy was on Facebook Live, like, showing everything. And then all of a sudden, like, the plane starts going down. And then, like, all you can really see is, like, that there's fire. Everybody on the flight died. Like, 72 people or something.
Are you dumb? Like, where were they coming from? Nepal to where?
Or I think like they were leaving. In Nepal. They were still, he's still on live. Like, they weren't that high up.
I know. Oh my God.
Like,
so
they
just
were,
took.
They had, like, just taken off.
That is disgusting, Kayla. Like, from being on an airplane yesterday, that makes me sick.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I think every time the plane takes off, I'm like, man, God bless this pilot.
God bless this engine. Because it can be, I love airplanes, I love flying, but like, it, I cannot help but think, you know, the danger. And that's so scary. Like, that's like the most disgusting way to go out, if you ask
me. I haven't been on a plane since COVID and everything. Mm-hmm. More importantly, though, I haven't been in the air since the Kobe situation. And I think that's what I was just
thinking about.
And I think every time I think about getting on a plane, that's all I can think about. No, it freaks me out. Even though it was a helicopter, but still.
You will never catch me on a small airplane. When we were driving and we were driving by the freeway airport, and I don't know if you noticed that little, I was like, there would be no way in hell I would get in that shit. There would be literally nowhere I could go that would be on a small ass airplane. I would never do it. I had the option to be in a helicopter when I was like 12, 13, and I was the only kid in that camp that didn't go on it. Like, come on, you'll regret this. I said, I will not.
Who would regret
and to this day, I'm fine. I see those helicopters in the air and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Why would I do it? Who? What show was I watching that came in on a helicopter and they're like, oh, it's Emily in Paris. You watch Emily in Paris?
Watched the
first season. This current season, like, her friend, what was her friend's name,
the Asian girl?
Yes. Uh-huh. She came in with on her date with on like a big ass elevator, uh-huh. I mean a helicopter, and I was like, I would never do this. because like, it's just so small and literally a gust of wind.
I'm really an earth sign. I need to be down
ground here. Okay, maybe that's what it is, girl.
I need to be down
put
here.
My 2 feet on the ground, like, my I love things ass. From the ground, the plants.
I might be in air rising, but I don't want to be
don't
up
put
there.
Me in the air. That's why I like AC.
Don't put me in the air. Don't put me high in a high building. Nothing.
I was
feet on the ground.
That's
10
so
toes
funny you said that, because I was thinking to myself, maybe I like air conditioning so much because I'm an air sign. That's the line. Like, I run so hot. I don't know if you run hot. I run hot as hell. So I get hot.
I run like whatever the temperature is, my body takes it to the extremes. Like, if it's cold, like right now I'm freezing.
Fascinating. I'm warm.
I'm freezing right now.
And this is like ideal for me.
I'm freezing. My feet are cold. I'm wearing socks and slippers.
I want someone to take the temperature of my blood because it's entirely very hot.
I am freezing. And then like, if like in the summer, I'm always like, feel like I'm melting. Like, yeah, in the winter,
summer,
I'm freezing. Like, it's just too far.
Summer, I'm just, I hate
at
it.
At work, I'm constantly melting. The other day, we were in there, and we were dying. I was like, my outfit choice was piss poor, even though I wasn't wearing nothing, like, major. But it was nothing I could take off, so I was just hot.
But you're in your own hell because you're in a school. Like, I would hate to be in global warming time. I was talking to my Lyft driver about global warming because we were talking about, he was like, oh, it's pretty cold out here. I'm like, I'm coming from Boston, so this is actually not that bad because there's sun. And he was like, oh yeah. And we were just talking
about, but it was
about,
so warm those other days that like this weekend I was like, it's cold, but I was like, no, it was 9 degrees before this is
and that's what
that
we were
cold.
Talking about. I'm like, remember the time it was 9 degrees and all that craziness? I'm like, we were just talking about, and I'm glad that he believes in global warming. I was like, good job, sir. I mean, I wouldn't expect nothing less. He seemed like the type that would. He was like, it's global warming. I'm like, exactly, sir. Like, there shouldn't be a situation where it's 54 degrees right now, and a month ago it was literally
it was 9 degrees, and the next weekend it was 60.
Insanity. Like, that was telling him, that was the day with the whole Southwest like debacle, and like that, I was telling him like that had to be the reason why it even just started at all, because of the freaking weather.
That was the problem,
which is the going back to the unavoidable. Like, we're dealing with stuff like that are simply caused because of global warming. Mm-hmm. You know, like, some of the stuff that happens is like with the air travel stuff and all that. Yes,
some of that Southwest stuff was avoidable. Their systems
and that's
where
I'm saying
that's their problem.
That's made it unavoidable because they kept ignoring it. It's like, how are you South fucking West? Think about it. That's why my mom was like, because of that whole thing that they missed their, their flight was canceled. They got them so much, though. I'm like, at least they opened their purse, and that's what the people need to do. They got $400. Mm-hmm. They got a refund for their, what's it called, their flight that they paid for, 25,000 reward points. They're opening their purses for people, thankfully. And that's what they're supposed to do. If they didn't do that, it would be a cancellation of Southwest.
They have
for sure.
to. It's a PR nightmare. PR nightmare.
And I had no
but
fear.
But
I'm going
to fly Southwest, though.
Each and every time, guys, because you should not be paying for a seat.
You
and
should be
paying
for
a bag.
Luggage. That's the only
like, can
reason.
Y'all be
I
serious?
Have looked at flights on other airlines, and I'm like, you want me to pay
for
a bag?
For a bag?
I need the bag.
Then how the fuck am I getting on this airplane? Where am I going to? You're going to tell me I'm just coming with myself?
Like, for what? The love of God, if they were smart, they would just include it in the price so no one would know. Because that's what
it's supposed to be. That's, America is full of shit. It.
Why are you letting me know that this bag is extra? Just put it in the price. Put it in the price.
Because it makes me sick. Exactly. And the prices are still lower than the rest. What's going on? I will consistently fly Southwest. And if y'all thought otherwise, you're dense. Because I am not paying to go fly American. And they're going to tell me that my first bag is $35. And my seat is $35. Are you nuts?
You have to pay for the bag at your seat?
Yes. Do you understand?
When you mean Southwest, who lets me put a carry-on and something under the seat and something in my lap? Get the fuck out of here.
I was walking with my North Face backpack and my little Tefli.
Yeah. No problem. I always bring like a duffel or something and my purse and then check a bag.
That's what you're supposed to do. What else do you need? When I'm flying to go to...
For the low price of like $50.
Do you understand my flight?
To go to Atlanta.
I went to Boston for $11 because I had points and I bought it during a sale. You're not going to catch me on another airplane. Fuck y'all if y'all think otherwise. Like, literally, I flew a different airline to go to England in a couple months because they were asking me to pay for a seat. I definitely went to the airline and told me the seat's included. Are you stupid? Like, why would I do that? Like, I'm paying already fucking like $700 to fly there. Why am I paying an extra 40? It's just 40. No, it's not just 40, guys. Be smart. Like, you guys just think it's whatever because, like, I don't know. Like, at the money, let's do it. I want everyone during this time, because that's a big thing with this Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, to use your money wisely. Mm-hmm. Be responsible. Like, let's not just spend our money because we have it, because maybe we won't in a couple months. And I'm not trying to push that out there to you guys.
Let's be fucking for just real be serious. For a second. America is in a recession.
It's in hell,
it's
guys.
It's becoming a depression. Let's be honest. They're talking about, oh, this unemployment so has true. Never been lower. Like, oh my God, everyone has a job. I'm sorry, but a carton of eggs costs more than the federal minimum wage. Tell me what's going on.
Where are we, Kayla? They said, people were talking about the dating sucks. Expensive. Dating sucks so bad because of inflation. And it's unfortunately not because of these nicknogs. It's not unfortunately because whatever. It's because also a big part, people can't even take people on dates. People can't actually go and take a date, do dates, do whatever, because they can't afford it. What is that? Like, you're talking about eggs, milk. Milk is expensive. The almond milk, the oat milk, even reaching $5, $6. Okay, straight out the udder.
Even if it's expensive. Let me not be judgmental. I don't believe in drinking cow's milk.
Me neither.
However, comma, cheese. Anyway, so...
If you guys can see, I'm doing the heart sign. Like, love her.
I don't know if I mentioned before, I was watching something or read something. I feel like it was a TikTok. And it was saying, but I'm not on TikTok.
She said, let me clarify.
I just want to be clear. But, like, they were talking about how, like, there's nowhere that you can go where you... don't have to spend money. Like, we don't have places to hang out outside of your home where you don't have to pay
food court. And if you're hungry,
you have to pay for anything,
you need to go get something.
But even
eat.
At the mall, you're surrounded by capitalism and like buying stuff. Like, you can't, there's nowhere you can go for free. And I think that that is like one of the biggest downfalls of like our society.
I wish the library was, I like going to the library. I wish that it was more like told to the youth that it was fun to do, because I would love to just meet. That's why some people love, like in college, meeting in the library and hanging out. And I loved even just seeing my peers like have a good time in the library, even if they weren't studying. Cause like you said, I never even thought about it. There's nowhere for you to go and just be with others and enjoy each other's company without thinking, ooh, like this may cost this may cost that. And that's why maybe watching people.
Even remember when we were with Fallon and we were in, where were we? Arlington or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we like went, it was raining and we went in that place. Like, I was thinking, are they gonna make us buy something to like sit in here?
Yeah, something like that.
Because places do that.
People literally make you buy something to pee in their fucking bathroom.
Yeah. And which, so it's just weird. It's just weird vibe.
And
here
that's
in
why
America.
I want you to save your money, because yes. Also, money comes. Like, you need to spend it for it to come back. So, I'm not telling you to just hold your purse so tight. Like, but at the same time, let's not spending on
buy
something.
Buy the things you need,
not just certain...
What do they say? Like, you don't need, like, we're all... in a cage. Like, you don't need so much, like, pretty stuff in the cage with you. Like, you're still in a cage at the end of the day.
When it comes to you being on a flight somewhere, if you could sit and you're comfortable, that should be enough. If you're paying something extra, by golly, you should be in first class.
I've been trying to, like, if I want something, to, like, wait a week. And if I'm still, like, thinking about it, then I can get it. I need to get more of those fake Uggs. I found some fake Uggs that look really real on Amazon. Not that I support Jeff Bezos and his slave labor going on, but they have really cute fake Uggs.
We need something to replace that, because it's hard to really remove yourself from Amazon. That. Yeah, it's...
Well, like, that's the problem. Kind of iconic, that's how I was telling you. Like, there's no... Like, this whole free market capitalism is cockamamie bullshit, because there are, like, three people dominating every industry. Yes. Like, there, what compares to being able to order something and it comes the next day or the day after? Like, what compares to that?
The ski stuff are coming tomorrow.
Like, what compares?
We were just talking about it earlier.
Nothing compares. Nothing compares.
And that's why it has such a hold on me, unfortunately. Like, it's really sick out here. But, like, all we can do is do what is, like, makes us feel sane. Like, that is, like, also morally okay. Because some people's sanity belt is different. But it's, like... I don't know. There's, what else can you do? Like you said, there's nothing that can touch that. So how can
they
really
made,
be against...
The problem is that they've made themselves like an essential.
Yes, that's what that's where I was getting at. It's like essential. Like Amazon, like the app could never leave my phone because...
But I try not to get stuff off there. Like I'll compare things more
than I
used to. Like I used to just buy the shit off Amazon, but...
I compare with Target a lot.
They're literally running like slavery and no one's doing anything about it.
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
Very.
Yeah, I'm very concerned. Scary. I mean, I'm concerned, but I'm just more like... I don't know. Why do these people in power, like, why do they hate us?
Because they're greedy.
That's what America, like, I just hate it. Like, people really from other countries come here because there's no limit.
And oh, my God. Let's talk about Bernie Madoff. So, there's a Netflix documentary about Bernie Madoff.
Do you know it?
No, I did not look him up because I was trying. I couldn't remember certain things about the story, so I was kind of trying to be, you know, surprised by everything. Just look up what's his birthday.
Yeah, no, I found him. Oh, he's a Taurus. Makes sense.
Interesting, because his wife is too, born on Cole's birthday. Mm-hmm. Okay, don't keep looking.
What? I'm just looking at what he did. Stoke Brokers.
I'm about to tell you the story.
Okay,
you're gonna ruin parts of it by looking at his Wikipedia. Anyway, so Bernie Madoff, he's Jewish. His parents were like immigrants or whatever. Mm-hmm. He lived in Queens. Humble beginnings, as they say. Mm-hmm. Didn't go to Harvard or any type of prep school or nothing. And then he like met his wife. They apparently got to like know each other since she was 13. Her dad was like an accountant or did something in finance, and he didn't like Bernie Madoff and didn't think he was like good enough for his kid and all this. And so then he started working for her dad after they got married, and it started where like her dad was like, here's 20 people, like here's their money that they want to invest, like you go invest it for them, which is like a mutual fund, but like when you have something like that, you're supposed to like create a business and register with the SEC, but they didn't do that, and this is like in the 60s or something. And so, like 60s, 70s. And so he did that. He lost their money. He lost like something happened with the stock market. Like there was a day where like it really hit and he lost like $30,000. And instead of like telling them that he lost $30,000, he asked his father-in-law to like loan him the money so he could give them their money back. So it was like, they didn't lose anything or gain anything. And then but he kept doing this with him, but like then father-in-law hired like two new guys, he retired, they took over, the business is in their name now. Meanwhile, Bernie Madoff becomes like a stockbroker with Wall Street, and he does something, I forget what it's called, but he like, you know, he's taking money, buying and selling, like it's like a stock maker something, but regardless, he's like, you know, sometimes he makes money, sometimes it loses money, and that's what it's supposed to do. So that's like his legitimate business. He's still doing this stuff on the side of like having people give him money for him to invest in, blah, blah, blah. But then those two guys are running the thing now. And the whole time it was like, don't put any of this in writing. Well, one of them made some kind of advertisement, or like hired somebody who made some kind of advertisement, and then the SEC found it. And then they were like, because it was like, no, it was like a no risk thing, and there's nothing no risk about stocks,
right? Right.
So clearly this is fraudulent. So then they ended up getting in trouble with the SEC. He didn't, but they did, and they got fined for like having a business, or maybe they had to liquidate. I think they had to liquidate because they were operating something that wasn't registered.
Right.
So instead of giving them their money back, these people want to like keep investing with him, but turns out he started the Ponzi scheme. Like after he lost all that money, he was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And that's when he started the Ponzi scheme of just like getting money from other people,
right,
and like making out fake receipts. Like he would wait until after. So like an example they gave was like, let's say Amazon stock goes up 10%. Mm-hmm. He'll make it look like he bought some a month ago. And so then you got some. It was a whole thing. Like, it was like insane. And there were, like, four really, really rich guys who he would go to if, like, he didn't have the money. And they would give. But then at the same time, like, one of those guys, they think he knew what was going on. Because he would, like, you would think. Because he would, like, ask for him to give, like, millions and, like, hundreds of millions of dollars. The Ponzi scheme, by the time, I mean, this guy, there was like a competing firm in Boston, mm-hmm, and they were trying to like get some people in Europe, and they went over there and the guy was like, no, I'm already with somebody, but I can't tell you who it is. Mm-hmm. And so it's like everyone knows Bernie Madoff for doing his legitimate business. No one knows he's doing this side hedge fund thing. Mm-hmm. And so he finds out about it. They go, they find out that it's him doing it. They get a copy of like someone's returns, mm-hmm, on like their investment. And then they take it to their money, their math guy, and he's like, this is not mathematically possible. He writes a letter to the SEC in, like, 2000, and he's like, this is, like, crazy. This is not real. They, quote-unquote, investigate, but not really. He gets away with it. He wrote them several times over the span of, like, 8 years. Like, he wrote them constantly. He wrote them a thing with 40-something red flags of how this is a Ponzi scheme. And they literally called him on the phone and was like, are you a hedge fund manager? And he was like, no. And that was that on that. So the whole thing, what I learned from it and what I've learned from watching so many different, like, documentaries and frontline specials is that, like, the government is constantly failing people. Because these people, do you know that even after they found out about everything, the people who had taken out more money than they put in from the, like, they didn't know it was a scheme, but they, mm-hmm, had, like, taken out more money than they had originally put in, they went after them to get the money back, because any money that they took out over what they put in is part of, you know, was ill-gotten or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they went after them, who were victims themselves, mm-hmm, to get the money back from them to try to pay the people who didn't have, like, what are we talking about?
My head hurts.
Yeah, it was like maddening. The SEC was contacted a dozen times. They quote-unquote investigated like 3 or 4 times. And do you know, none of them went to jail. The only people who went to jail was him, the guy Frank. Well, he didn't actually get to go to jail because he cooperated and then he got lung cancer and died before sentencing. But he, like, and then, like, 4 other people. And the most that any of those 4 other people got was, like, 6 years.
What?
So
6 years?
Bernie Madoff got 150 years. Okay. But he died in prison at the age of 82. But
what year was that in? I mean, like, what year he was died, he in his sentence?
I don't know when he got sentenced. This all got found out in December of 08. He was giving depositions in 2016, 2017. He died in 2021, so
imagine the brains on, like, these people in general. I always think, imagine if that was put towards something actually, like, progressive for society.
Do you know that he went, the SEC was investigating him. He went up there with no lawyer, no nothing. And then they were like, they, like, asked him for his account information. He gave them the real account information where they would, because they'd been faking everything before that. He gave them all the real info. They didn't check it.
Then what are they there for? That's what I'm trying to say. And we were talking about it at earlier.
And none of these people went to jail. These white none men, of these people white men sue, really charge nothing.
White men, this is a white man's world. Like, this is a white man's mm-hmm. world. And no woman or girl can do shit about it. Like I said, that song pisses me off because no one can ever do this shit. What are you sitting here telling me? Even 6 years. Some people just got 6 years off this shit. Like, this is madness. You're telling me this started from the 60s.
The people who did the computer stuff got 2.5 years each.
Why?
Maybe one of them got... No, I think someone like, maybe got 10. But... No one got more than 10. He got 150. That was
it. Imagine if people who are like, what is the government for? What is punishment? What is consequences? This is why people like white men will never freaking change because no one is putting actually holding them accountable mm-hmm. at all. Like mm-hmm. they don't. They can do whatever and continue to do whatever.
It was sick. His sons were working there, but they didn't know about the Ponzi scheme. Yeah, like was like. Everything legit was on the 19th floor. The Ponzi scheme was on the 17th floor. He wouldn't let them go down there. They didn't have key cards, nothing. He confessed to them when he knew the shit was about to blow up.
Right.
When the market crashed in 08. And like people wanted their money back and he didn't have it. And so he was like, we only have 200 something. He had like almost $300 million in the bank and that was all he had. And people were asking for their billions back.
That's insane.
And so
that makes sense with 08. I didn't put that together. Yeah. How that all caught up to him because literally mm-hmm. we were in the pits of hell, which we might be very soon, guys.
So save your coins.
Please
okay?
do because it's
and don't get caught up in a Forex scheme or whatever.
Okay, Forex, crypto, whatever the hell.
The same vibe.
Keep your coins in your purse. Please.
Yeah.
And listen, people, that's what I'm trying to say. Also, people are so greedy. That's why it even makes sense that he's a Taurus. So like, the energy of just wanting their, like, wanting things, I get it. We all want things. Like, I want to be secure. Like, I get it. I'm an earth sign. I love security. That's why I get stressed, because I want to be secure and happy and, like, satisfied. Mm-hmm. And I understand. But the people who are, we need to understand being content. No one understands that in America.
They want more and more.
They want more and more and more. That's why I like other countries where there's a limit, because there has to be a limit sometimes, guys. Like, we can't always have everything when we want and more. We can say that all the time when it comes to manifesting what you want, because you can't even get everything you manifest. They always say, maybe on the vision board, you might get 2 out of the things you put on there, because if we had everything, what's the point? Where's the personal growth? Where's, like, learning? That's why when Michelle Obama was saying, like, I'm not my daughter's friends, because someone has to tell them no, like, and it has to come from home before it's someone else. And that's so freaking true. Like, it made me think to myself, yo, well, maybe my mom did have to tell me no, because now I can understand as a 26-year-old, like, okay, like, it was okay. Like, mm-hmm. it's gonna be okay if I don't have everything I want at a moment. Like, I swear these white men are children. They're children. Like,
I'm clutching my pearls because no one ever told me no. Go ahead.
Listen, my mom was...
I don't react well to
it now. My mom was
one
of the first people to tell me.
But it's funny because my mom said that, like, her dad used to, like, tell her she couldn't do things for no reason. Just because...
And that's the difference. There's some things that are,
like, he was trying to teach her that, like, you can't just do everything you want to do. And I thought it was so interesting that she had that experience. But then I was never told no. And I have, like... I will throw a full-blown temper. Like, I don't handle it well. Mm. Like, I never have... There's not been a time where I didn't get something that I wanted. Maybe not at the exact moment I wanted it, but not because someone told me no.
Yeah, I'm used to not getting what I want. We were just talking at the table when I wanted real Uggs. My mom said, you're getting these bear paws.
And my mom was like, okay.
Yeah, see, my mom and dad were like, eh, that's cute. Cut it out. And I mean, I still wanted the real Uggs. Don't get me wrong.
I think, like, the difference between me and other, like, spoiled people, like, what makes me spoiled but not a brat is that the things that I say I want, like, once I get it, I, like, value it. It's not like I'm on to the next, like, oh, what yeah. else can I get? It's like, I really,
well,
truly
yeah,
there's
a difference.
The thing.
And I feel like your mom and your parents know you. Like, mm-hmm. there's a difference. Like, I would never be also the kid. My parents didn't raise me as a child to not care about my things. Like, because I had to buy a lot of my own things, like, I already learned that. So even if they give it to me, like, I understand the values. But I do understand, like you said, for some people, when they can see with their children that they don't give a shit, and then they continue to give them,
yeah,
and
it's
like,
weird.
You're not paying attention. But I think that's why people, like, their kids, that's how you see they're so ill-mannered.
Their kids are so
Why bad. Can't they sit in their asses in the seat? They're over here on the ground, licking the ground, licking shit, doing weird shit. And their parents are like, well, that's little Billy. Like, no, bitch, get Billy in a seat.
Like, no, the thing I hate is, why is your kid acting up in a restaurant?
Like, I'm like, I realized
they don't know how to act in the restaurant.
We must have been smart kids. My mom would always say when they went on their, don't ask why they went on a honeymoon with me, but I'm fine. I went to Paris. I was on, and back then, they didn't have those underground trains. We were on a ferry boat that took hours from England to, what's it called, to France. And everyone on the boat was like, oh my God, there's a one-year-old here? I'm sitting here like,
that's so upsetting.
I'm sitting here chilling like I'm going to Paris, bitch. Upsetting. And they all came to my mom like, your child is so perfect. Like, my God, like, we can't even tell. Like, whole 5 hours. I was on a ferry boat. I was on a regular coach bus for the whole day to get to Paris. I said not one peep because I guess at 1-2, I was like, we're on a bus. Why would I be upset if I have food? I have my mommy and my daddy. Like, what's the ish? Like,
listen,
give me, we didn't have no iPads. There was no nothing. All I had was my imagination and the outside and my parents. And I was peachy. But these other kids, they will run you up a damn wall. My dad was saying that time with the Southwest craziness, he said, listen, I've seen parents lose their mind in an instant.
Imagine.
When they found out it was canceled, imagine. One of the dads that was out there entertaining for all the kids quickly cursed their little 5-year-old out because they were tired, pissed off. All of that. And I'm like, that little baby needed it probably because you see daddy's pissed. Didn't you hear what happened? You can comprehend it. But they didn't get what they want. Mind you, I get kids. We all understand children are children. They don't understand. But at the same breath, I've seen black children and all other race children behave way better than a Caucasus child. Please at me if you want to talk about it. Because I've seen it. You've seen it. Mm-hmm. But it's because it's their world.
But yes, and they do. I mean, but since the beginning of time, they've not been raising their own kids. They've been having slaves raise their kids for them. Oh. The help raises their kids. So they don't even know how to parent tip. That's number one. Number two, I just like when you take your kid out in a restaurant and they're acting a fool, all I can think is, so when you're eating at home, they act a fool? Like, why are they acting a fool anywhere?
That's an observation.
You should be able to look at them and they know to sit up straight and shut the fuck up. Like, respectfully.
Without even having to get out of character. Without even...
Yeah.
Listen, one thing my mom did...
You don't have to yell at children.
The fear she instilled on me and my brother to never act and ask... Because me too, I don't want to embarrass myself. I'm big on not being embarrassing and keep upholding not reputation, but just upholding, like... keeping it together unless it's necessary. And I've never thought it was
you
necessary.
You can't disturb the peace.
What
so
is the
like,
reason
when
to?
They're at home and they're throwing food, you're laughing about it? Why are you doing that?
Or ignoring. I hate when people, they just ignore when they're in a public place because I understand, like, there's maybe nothing that you can do, but that's a problem. Like,
unless your child has a disability, I'm not really
and
understanding
that's the
why
grace,
they're disturbing
that
my
is
dinner.
The only grace that I have.
Remember them little kids when we were at the hot pot place?
Which
with Fallon and the
yes
those kids over there
yes
like what sit
why,
the fuck down
right you see all this everything's moving in the middle all that and you are clear near it and you could actually get caught up in that belt
and like I'm not you know a lot of people back in the day you know kids you're supposed to be silent I'm not saying they need to be silent
right.
They can talk they can have conversation
no one says the kids
can't
have
why
a personality
are you screaming yelling why are you standing
yeah,
on the
on
booth
this-
What are you doing?
No one says the kids have to
safety?
Be
safety.
Like, because I know the saying of to be seen and not heard. We're not giving that.
No.
Me and my brother would sit and talk to my parents, and we would sit down at the Jaspers and have a good old kiki. But we're not sitting here laughing, jumping, being belligerent. Why are we?
Like, we all know babies cry. That's not what we're talking about.
Exactly.
It's like that extra step
it's
where
the
like
extra.
They're being bad, and
like
you have no control
children.
Over your. Why do you? Why is little Sally running you?
The more kids.
Why is Emily Elizabeth running the house?
I'm dead.
Like,
because
what?
It is literally
like,
Emily Elizabeth.
Like, why is this happening?
I don't get it.
My God.
Listen. And it's always crazy to me when it's the eldest that's running amok.
And
you
are
have,
you
like,
not embarrassed?
That's where going to.
Bring
maybe,
back shame.
Maybe it's the cap. Okay. Hashtag bring back shame. Capricorn tease. Listen, I'm all about the shame monster. Sometimes we need a little shame monster on our shoulder to be like, you should be disgusted because you should, some of y'all. Like, bring back shame. Bring back not wanting. I mean, listen, sometimes we need to be embarrassed. It's okay to be a little embarrassed, but I personally hate being embarrassed. I don't like being put on the spot. I don't like a lot of attention being brought into me if it's not fucking necessary. So I don't know who taught me that. Maybe it was just in me, but let's focus on that. Like, let's not go to an extreme measure to embarrass yourself. Like, listen, be you and some to people that may embarrass themselves. Cool. But let's not be extreme.
Yeah.
Some people take it to a level that I'm like, are you not like, isn't this cringy? Like, I'm cringe. Like, watching this. Like, I feel for you.
You know when I feel cringe? When people cuss their kids out in public.
That is cringy.
Like, don't do that. Like, please, don't be that guy. Because this is what I'm saying. I think that people... white people never knew. I just said that. But I think we're all, like, collectively, like, losing a sense of how to raise children. Like, from when they're babies, you can talk to them. You can tell them no. Mm-hmm. You can teach them, like, what to do when they're little so that they, like, don't end up being embarrassing. You don't have to yell, scream, hit them, pinch them, nothing. You don't have to put your hands on anybody.
Yeah.
Like, there's a respect that, like, your child needs to have for you, but everybody's too busy. Here's the tea. Everybody's too busy having kids because they want some attention. They want someone to love them. They want something to play with. They want a doll, and they should get a dog or a cat instead of birthing a whole child.
They either want to, like, exploit you, the child.
Good
they want,
God.
There's a list. I know there's a lot going on in this day and age when it comes to people having children.
But you want a kid because it looks cute. It's literally not, like, you. This is, and you're responsible for. This is somebody's life that you're responsible for.
I swear, like you said,
be fucking for
we
real.
Need to go back to basics of raising children, because I think back then I understand people wanting people to have children to continue the human race, which is not is at question. Like, should it be quite continued? That's why I question, should I continue it? Because it's getting quite questionable. But like you said, we need to go back to the basics on how to raise children, how to raise humans, because we have strayed too far. Because like you said, there are people who are having children for reasons that are full of greed and selfishness. Mm-hmm. It's not to be like, oh, like
go to therapy. Like, if you feel lonely, if you feel like something's missing from your life, you need to figure that shit out, like, in yourself. You can't just have a kid because you want a friend.
The society tells you at a certain point that's what you're supposed to do to feel accomplished too. And I want people to
I can understand that to a certain extent, but it's still like a whole human life. Like,
and that's why you need some self-awareness to be like up. Because I can understand, because I wouldn't mind but like I said, I need society to change drastically before my future is brought out there. But it's like, yeah, but I would know that I'm ready. I need people to know that they're dead ass ready. And if you are, you know, someone looks at you weird when you tell them that you're pregnant, talk to someone that you really trust to see if they're like, if they sit here and tell you maybe not, baby, listen to them and don't have too much pride and ego not to. It's okay if you're not ready. It's okay. It's okay if you might have to abort mission and try again. Listen, people, too many people are just doing it. Teen Mom taught me so much.
Boy, oh boy.
So much. And I would love for y'all.
16 and pregnant.
Just even if you don't even want to watch Teen Mom 2, OG, and all them.
Will teach you.
Just watch the doc.
Having a child is not just like having a child. It's not even just having a child and needing money. There's so much.
It's the money is like not even like the major. There's daycare, which is about the money.
The money there's is major, the but food, there's so there's much
diapers,
more.
There's diapers. There's the baby daddy issue and the baby mama too, because just because it comes out the mommy, sometimes the mommy says, I don't want it either. And
but the daddy is dealing still, with it. There's like what I learned, the biggest thing for me was like, I can't have a baby with we know this, just anybody, but like the idea, I don't have children, but the idea of me having a kid and I have to let them go stay with somebody else overnight, I don't even have kids, and it makes me want to put hands
and
on somebody.
That's why, like you said,
like,
it's
that
super
is
important.
Insane.
It's
like
super important.
All of this needs to be considered. You can't plan everything perfectly. We don't know what the fuck is gonna happen in our lives. Poor Lisa from Miami Housewives. We don't know what's gonna happen. Anything could happen.
And people
regarding stuff like that. Yeah, like you could end it. You could be married in love, have a baby, whatever, everything's fine. And like 10 years later, you get divorced, and all of a sudden they gotta go stay with somebody else. But hopefully, like by that point, you have like a certain relationship with other person versus like somebody you barely know and having to like
and
let them go
show
stay
you
with
that
somebody.
Too.
16 and pregnant 16, will show you
because
that.
Because people were sitting here having babies with people they met at the club 2 weeks ago. Brianna. Okay, the fuck, De Jesus, Shohei Lewis, that stuff is craziness. That's what you're talking about, of like doing stuff like this, and that's why when you're saying,
but even like on 16 pregnant, when they would be like with, like, they're not with the boy anymore, but like him and his family want to see the baby, and you gotta let them go stay over
like
there.
Her and like the boy.
My infant is not going to go stay at you and your mother's house. My 6 month old, my 1 year old is not going to go stay with you and your mother's house overnight. I'm so sorry, but I gotta be there. But that's not, like, the law doesn't, like, care about that. And, like, there's so many
but the thing is, hopefully, aspects we're not thinking in about. That situation, like you said, it goes to who you are, you know. But and then again, you could
but
trust
either
that person,
way,
but it's like, what's
I think
going on
that there's
house?
Some,
I don't know.
But I think that there's something biological, like, that you're a mother. Like, if they're, especially if you're still breastfeeding, you're not gonna want them to not be with you, like, some on some primal shit. Like, you're not gonna feel comfy. You could trust everybody, but I don't think you're gonna feel 100% comfortable with your child being away from you overnight. Everybody needs a break and all that, but there is something like,
oh yeah, like
in my body,
like,
that is
like
mommy, no
guilt, or it's like the you know
not
you're
guilt, like genuine, not guilt.
I mean, not even, it's because I know what you're talking about, like just wanting to be with your child, even though
needing
you do, need okay wanting and needing, even if you need to, there's still a need that you need to take care of yourself. So it's, even though it's like,
yes,
it's primal, there's still this need that you do need rest. Like, it's okay for baby to be with other people. It is, Kayla. It's okay.
It's not.
But it is. You can't
it
be with
not.
Your child 24/7.
No, but obviously. Like, you should be able to, because if you're married to somebody and you
right.
have a baby with them,
exactly.
you should be able to, like, have a nap and they can, like, watch the kid or whatever.
Right.
You should be able to, like, if they're bottle fed, like, you don't have to get up necessarily every time, every 2 hours. Like, someone else can get up to feed them. That's fine. You can still rest and take care of yourself. But there is, like, a... to know that your child... like, imagine, like, wake up in the middle of the night and your kid is not... like, you can't check on them. That's not, like, a normal thing. Like, people check to see if their children are breathing in the night randomly.
I guess it depends. I'm thinking, if I have a newborn, I'm not having my kid be with anyone but myself. But I'm thinking maybe, like, at, like, a... one or something. I'm thinking at a different
at one, probably. I think it has to do with the breastfeeding.
Maybe it
too.
Is like it
but
makes
like
sense,
at
but...
one, probably you'd be more okay with it. But they're on 60 and pregnant teen mom having to do this when the baby's like 6 months old.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? I've seen episodes where they're sitting there crying because they don't want their kid to, like, they're, it's like, ooh, no.
And that's, like you said, why my
a toddler,
my major thing, if I'm pregnant, if you see me pregnant, you have to know that I'm in a very healthy, happy partnership, that I have someone that I trust with my heart and soul, period. Even if we don't get to be together, like, I trust them with my heart and soul, because I fully understand. Like, I understand that. Like you're talking about, like, at an newborn, early age, too, there is this.
Like, especially when they can't talk.
Yes.
If they can't talk.
Because even the babies can.
If you can't tell me what happened when you was over
you
there.
If you even place the baby down in a certain way, the baby could die. Like, SIDS and stuff. It's scary. Fully. And that's why you can't just have kids with anybody, because people, and not even just anybody, it's just a lot. Because even when you're, it's just a lot can happen. Like, so I can understand what you're saying. That's why,
it's,
like I said,
I think it's the most serious thing that you can do.
No,
and I think
is,
everyone's taking it too
lightly.
Having babies
is really, to me, also, is one of the most serious things you can do. Because I think to myself of, like, my freedom right now. Like, how free I can just go wherever.
And with imagine how unfree you are.
Literally just even having a dog is so much responsibility.
That's why
that
my mom's
like,
dog be at my godmother's.
Okay, and I fully understand sometimes.
Why did she get the dog?
Send that pooch somewhere else.
Why did you get the dog? I'm stuck on
because
why
dogs
did she
are
get
expensive.
The dog.
Dogs are expensive and all that.
Like, you're paying all the stuff, and they're keeping the dog all the time.
Went right back to where it came from. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Love you, but no. Because I don't want that responsibility right now. So when I do see my peers, I'm thinking, well, one, hopefully you really, really, really want to be a mom. Two, that you really, really have a good support system, and I hope and pray that you continue to have that. And that's all I have right now. That's what I hope you have. And also, like we were just talking about before the podcast, it's like, we're at an age now that if someone has a kid, like we're talking about Naomi Osaka.
Like, I'm not allowed to judge
I can't,
anymore.
I don't have the judging. I lost the judgment of it by like 24. Like, I was just like, okay.
I still
I mean,
judge.
Well, for my, I mean,
I judge everyone for everything though, so don't think
yeah,
that's
like,
seriously.
I at 24, I was like, okay, like, that's whatever. Like, it's always been whatever to me because, like, that's, I know people who would do it, like, sooner if they could. So it's just, like, That's not my prerogative. I didn't feel like I came on this planet to be a mom. Some other people feel that way deeply.
I feel that way. But I think that, like, I mentally am not in the, like,
or maybe that's what it is. That's why I can't think of it. I'm sure I'm a Cancer rising. Like, I'm sure I'm meant to be somebody's mom. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not in my forefront. All I think about is cute baby names.
It's, like, the only thing that makes sense to me. Like, nothing. Like, I'm just, like, all this other stuff seems dumb. Like, pointless. Like, nothing, nothing seems, like, because what does it matter? Like, even me teaching these kids, like, we can sit here and kumbaya and say, oh, Kayla, you're a teacher. What you're doing is important. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so they have me, a perfectly nice, good teacher. And then they go to kindergarten and what happens? Yeah. And they go to first grade and what happens?
It takes that one bad teacher.
And they, but not even, it don't even have to be that. They start testing them in kindergarten. They start giving them grades and homework and bullshit in kindergarten.
Who said my little cousin?
What am I supposed to do?
Who went to school in Haiti and she came here maybe 2-3 years ago. And we were asking her, like, what do you like about school or whatever? Like, how's school compared to Haiti? And she was like, there's just so much more homework. And then, like, I was telling my mom, she's like, oh, well, she's in a bigger grade. I'm like, that's not it. Because I feel
there's
like
there's no reason.
Yeah, this country gives an unnecessary amount of homework to go into a classroom and see what the fuck be going on. Why are we having all, hello? I always thought that even when we, because shit's got worse. But when we were there, shit wasn't even as bad. So I even thought we had a lot of homework. I was just talking to Brianna even about high school. You know, Mr. McLean? Why was Mr. McLean given that much fucking religion homework?
I don't know, but I'm glad I didn't have him.
No, that's why Brianna was raising hell up in there and everyone was trying to be like, she's crazy. And as a kid, she was not crazy because why are you writing fucking thesis in the 10th grade about what? Now I can't, she couldn't probably even tell you what the hell they were talking about because it was unnecessary. He, like she said, she was pissed and she would protest it because she's like, why are other people in other classes not doing this? Yet we have to do all this just because
it
wasn't fair and she was not wrong to feel like that was madness. I have a whole nother thing about McNamara being shitty as hell and that's another day. But
oh my God.
Personally. Well, no,
you
just
put
I'm
it
just,
on the record. That's crazy.
I don't care. We could bleep it. Bleep.
I'm not editing this.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm just saying, like, and I'm not even talking about them specifically, just Catholic schools in general. Like religious schools. That, no, I'm segueing it for you.
Okay, great.
Religious schools in general, I think, are full of shit. That's why I can add them. I call St. John's,
whole, like, college
Saint Seton,
prep thing.
Because we were talking, me and Brianna were talking about this week. What prepping for college do they do for us?
Well, I think Miss Wolf was a good, I learned how to write a good paper.
It didn't happen to the end. Miss Les even kind of helped me.
Nothing at that place prepared me for college until senior year.
Maybe.
So it's like you waited till the end.
One simple thing we were talking about. She got in trouble for asking to use the bathroom. Like, that got in trouble. Like, she asked to use the bathroom. And one of the teachers was like, no. And she got up and went to use the bathroom. And they were like, oh, you disrupted that, blah, 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 blah. But we were just like, well, that's stupid.
You can't hold your pee.
What if she was on her period?
There's a lot of things. What if she was about to shit her pants?
That's what I told her. I said, what if I had to shit my pants? And so you're telling me I'm going to just shit in this class because I will do it. I will be the bitch. If you're going to tell me, and then I will have my...
I think
the mom.
That happened to me before.
I will be
told
the
me
mom.
I couldn't go to the bathroom, and I was like, huh? And I just went anyway.
Yeah. Because you do that. Like, and he told her at the end, you can't disrupt class like that. And she was just like, I don't remember what she responded to me, but I'm just like, you weren't wrong because we now go to college and we can get up and go piss
but
on
here's
our own.
The thing, and what are they teaching you? Like, they're like, the education system in this country is literally just teaching everybody how to, like, submit to capitalism. Because why are you asking to go to the bathroom? Just go to the fucking bathroom. Like, I'm so mad there's no bathroom in my class because I would just let them go.
Just go because.
But even still, they don't, like, ask, they tell us when they have to go, like, because there's never a time I'm like, no, unless I know we're about to go, and then I'm like, okay, you're gonna wait like 2 seconds for us to line
you're
up and go.
You're learning to submit to capitalism, and one of my extra beef about Catholic schools or religious school, whatever, is that they teach you that you can't make mistakes, that you have to be perfect. There's this one and done. Like, if you do anything wrong, God forbid, you're dealing with high schoolers.
Which, you know,
you're
is
out.
So contrary because of the whole Jesus forgiveness,
exactly.
died
it's
on the cross situation.
It doesn't make sense, Kayla. That's what I'm trying to say. Nothing, like, we're over here trying to tell you that God loved you regardless, but you're getting kicked out of the school because something that you, a little mistake that you made because your brain is not even near developing. Where's the learning of, like, you did this wrong, let's do some resolution? Why is the resolution is just get you out of here? So what does that teach you?
It's not very Christ-like.
Oh, hello, one. And it's not very productive because all it fuels is vengeful children or mad, depressed because these young kids, they can't formulate. It's too much.
I used to be angry. I was angry in high school.
Because there's a lot of things to be angry
like,
about, too.
When we would be, like, remember people would go to Chick-fil-A on the way? But I'm like, and they'd be mad. They'd be like, you can't. Remember they wrote an email once saying, like, you can't come in with, like, outside food anymore type thing because people were going to Chick-fil-A. It was making them late. But, like, I'm sorry. But if I'm already going to be late. First of all, if I'm already going to be late, then I'm going to stop anyway. Second, we need to eat, no?
Hello.
Because how am I going to focus in class if my stomach is growling? Entirely, be fucking for real.
Even though I just said that there has to be some limits.
They wrote me up for my shoes once. Oh my God, when I went to Spalding before that, I had 3 demerits. And I think they were all about my uniform because I had a teacher who would measure us with a ruler. But
that
anyway.
That is sick, Kayla. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, what does that teach you?
One time, oh my God. So we had to wear a white collared shirt and then like a sweater vest. And my shirt was not tucked in. And you could see it under the sweater, and I got a demerit. Anyway, so I'm mad demerit.
And I bet that demerit taught you so much right now.
I had 3. I should have had a detention, but I transferred. Anyway, I was walking from my car to inside, and there was ice, and I slipped and, like, cut my knee. Mm. So then I decided I was going to, like, wear different shoes, like, from the car to inside and vice versa because those boat shoes were so flat. And so one time I thought that, and I would leave my shoes in my locker. So one time I thought the shoes were in my, like the school shoes were in my locker, but they weren't. So I was wearing like black Uggs or something. And I went and I was like, I don't have my shoes. But they like wrote me up anyway for having the wrong shoes, even though I explained everything that I just told you. And I'm just isn't like, why so is this the weird focus? Like,
what does that teach
what
you?
Why is this the focus of life? And even though I just sat
here and said, okay, you need consequences, but we name all these rules that they had. Wow, Kayla walking in with black Uggs, what the hell was that going to do for that day at Spalding? Was that going to start
things? No, that was McNamara.
It doesn't matter. What the hell was it going to do at that Catholic school is all I'm... Because it's all over. I'm sure the only one that in this area that's like lax is St. John's because there's, you know... The what's it called? Tax bracket is a little bit higher.
Are they really lax? We know that.
I mean, I've seen it with my own eyeballs compared to like being at McNamara, and we could literally like let's say not be.
You know how many times they give us talks about nothing?
Literally, we couldn't even go across the street to get some damn Chinese food. Yet these kids at St. John's could do whatever hell. I was at the tennis game, walking around with their uniforms,
white kids.
That's why I can't. Well, with Spalding, there was like white kids too. That's what I'm saying. It's the money.
That was that one teacher.
Oh, okay. Well,
she
maybe
was
it
insane.
Is,
but she would make us say the Hail Mary every class before class.
It's literally like you said then, because McNamara I felt like was a literal prison at time because of where we were. Absolutely. So yeah, and I get and now that I don't get it. I wish it just wasn't like that because it taught me was not. I'm not putting my children.
I remember feeling like this is wild that I'm being treated like I'm three, and I'm 18.
We could not do anything, Kayla. Like when you think about it, like there were other high schools. Mind you, they were public. Who cares? They would go across the street to go eat. Like they didn't. No one ate in their actual cafeteria, and there would be thousands of kids. We were only 200 of us in our class. We could not go across the street. We would get in trouble. Like you couldn't be found. Like if you didn't wear your blazer, it's a joke.
And you only had to wear it in the hallway. That's what the joke is. Like why am I paying $100 for this blazer and I only wear it in the hallway?
Because when you get into your and if they found you outside without it on, you're in trouble. You would get Saturday detentions at a point if you didn't do something at a like, and you had to pay for the detention. Like it's just. Listen, religion,
no, crazy.
Love some religion. The schools, listen, you lost me. As someone who's...
Church, you've lost me.
Oh, yes.
Everything.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying to go to the length of schooling,
mm-hmm.
There has to be a cutoff. I've done the elementary part, and I think it's more, you know, it's chiller.
My preschool, elementary, middle school was not Catholic, and I think that part of it, but it was just way more chill. Like, it just felt... I mean, obviously, to me, it seems normal because it's what happened. But, like, it was
also,
not...
Also, I think it's all you knew, too.
But there was not as much... Like, Catholics... if you're Catholic, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Catholics are weird. Catholicism is weird to me. Like, there's too many made up things in that, and there are too many, like, rule, like the whole catechism, like, what are we doing? And there's like all these arbitrary rules that like aren't real. Whereas I'm at an Episcopal place, we go to chapel every week, everything is chill, we pray, it's fine, but it's not like this. There's this weird, like, condescending thing in the Catholic situation. But I also, one of the examples of like weird shit that was going on is like at Mass, if you're not Catholic, you can't have Mass. If Jesus Christ was here offering communion, you think he's gonna ask me if I'm Catholic or not? No, he's gonna give you the shit and you go about your day. Like, I don't understand, like, what who put you in charge? Like, it's just weird. It's like this, it's weird. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, I'm just like, you guys are focused on the wrong thing. You're raising money for abortion. You're having field trips to the March for Life. You're having us participate in this lift club to teach kids to never do sex or they'll die. Like, it's just like weird things when they're like, do you see the neighborhood our school was in? Like, yeah. There's like poor people that you could have been helping. There are real things that you could do, but you're worried about like the complete wrong
things. That's why I'm just against church in general.
And have like moral superiority. I'm not against
church. I just don't go to church.
Like, I just go to church, even though the church I grew up in was like chill. Even the
the gays. The church I grew up in, even literally down the street, was one of the best Catholic church on this planet. I will literally die on that hill. I'm so glad I was raised in that place. Anywhere else, I've been other places and I wouldn't survive. Disrespectfully, would have been a mess. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I was around a lot of black faces, a lot of nice women too. I was, remember Miss Crawford, love you down. That lady, one of the reasons why me and E are just like great people even in that type of environment. Mm-hmm. So I everything you said about Catholic, I know nothing. Like, to grow up that, I really feel like it was a reason why a lot of things went in one ear and out the other. I didn't really do the same schooling that E had to do. Like, thank God I missed it. I don't know why my mom didn't put me into some of this stuff. Maybe because, I don't know. Thank God. Because I don't know much about it.
I was raised. I could see the difference between the two. And, like, the Catholic thing was way more
it's weird definitely way and more dramatic. Intense. Like, it's more intense.
This is weird.
I was used to go to middle school. And after middle school on Tuesdays, I would have to be in class from 7 to 9:30 to do, like, for my confirmation.
I did that, too.
So, like, I'm just saying, like, it's intensity. Like, to me, doing all that is, like,
intense. I didn't feel like that was intense. I did that.
I thought it was intense because I was in school all day and doing this.
I did it in the 8th grade. Mine would be on Sunday nights.
Mine was...
That's when Fallon texted me and said I was a homewrecker. I was on my way there. Anyway. I didn't... Like, that was, like, like, all that... Like, because I was... It was a Lutheran church. It was all the same things that the Catholics were doing, like the First Communion and all that. Yeah. Like, I did all that. But, like, it was not as dramatic. Like, I don't know.
But I thought all the teachings were literally similar, and each religion low-key has its own little thing. That's why it's like religion to me in general, what is real? Like, because a lot of it is fueled God, off of your... Exactly. And that's what I'm about to say. The only thing I believe in is God and Jesus. And, like, literally, other than that, I think that's enough for me to survive. Like, I pray to my God, and I think that's it. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe in church and the institution of this whole thing.
I don't believe in an institution of any kind.
Exactly. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, herein when it comes to religion and how it's so fueled by the institutionalized religion is, it just rubs me the wrong way.
That's where it gets murky.
Exactly. So that's why I'm big on being spiritual and just being connected to Christ and God. Because that's all that needs to be. Like, everything else, we strayed so far away, is all I'm trying to say. Because a lot of these people who are preaching to you that they're holier than thou are going to hell.
My deep dives that I've done into, like, evangelical Instagram white women is really incredible.
A lot of these white people about
moral superiority. Like, it is the weirdest. It is weird. You know they're getting married just so they can fuck? Like, it's weird. Like, it's weird. That
all those, like,
waiting, we have strayed so far from God's light. What's going on?
People literally are so quick to get married in certain religions because they are just wanting to have sex.
They're repressed.
What's happening?
Remember the Duggars? We were talking about the Duggars. It's like repressed.
That's why I'm standing here talking. Whenever you finish watching Rami, that's all I was getting from that. Like, this man is dangerously horny because of the repression for years and years and years. Like, his sister literally was like, I used to think I was dead ass going to hell if I literally just had sex with anyone before marriage. And that's people's legitimate fears. And that's not even just in that religion, in so many other religions too, even just plain old Christianity.
I think
there's some people who are literally like fearing for their lives to live their lives because they think they're going to hell just for being gay. I hate it. I want people to stand up, but I know why they can't. Like, because that's so much to sit here and unlearn.
People don't want their kids to be gay because they think they're going to hell.
Literally, I feel for Nicholas from Family Karma that I understand more of not wanting to be filmed than not wanting to be filmed because their loser Catholic community is going to feel some type of way about their gay son. Like, it's not 2023. If someone was trying to tell me
this
in 1983, then I could get it.
Like, he talks to his mom every day. So I'm like, so they don't actually have a... Like, they're worried about the perception of it all.
Imagine that.
Is very upsetting.
Like, imagine that.
No one should be... Like, you're scared of them judging you. No one should be judging you that much.
Especially not in the name of Jesus. If they sat here, wanted to sit here and talk to me like everything was cool, but then have an issue because of what some dick Joe or Jan's gonna say.
And you know they're ugly.
Of course, why do we care
what they think?
Hello?
Ugh.
So it's stupid. The fact that your son has the courage to stand... in who they are, and that should not even ever be an issue. And you're having the first person to have the issue to the point that you're breaking even the tradition of Amri, of what he wants to do. He can't even do it properly for him and his partner because you guys makes me sick. And that's where I have my beef with religion. Because you should not be pushing your dumbass beliefs that much that is affecting people's lives in this way. Let's progress. Religion should be progressing with society.
That's like the abortion issue.
That's what I'm saying. Abortion should not be this, oh my God, no, they shouldn't be doing this. All the babies,
like
the size
science.
Of a peanut. It has a heartbeat. It has a blah, 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 blah.
It can't
cut
live.
That shit out. Literally, listen, you can have your own personal opinions of what you want to do with your own body, because that's why I'm pro your choice. I know people who they don't want to do that because that's their own, because abortion, that's why I always say
people are not pro-life,
abortion,
they're anti-choice.
Exactly. They're anti you having a fucking choice. They don't give a fuck about that baby. Me and my dad always talk about, like, so what are they doing when these babies are out here in the shelters, in foster homes, needing help? These white people at the Catholic Church that are protesting at the Planned Parenthood, they're not there helping. Like I always tell you, I was attacked by those fuckers. And I think maybe as a kid, that's when I realized, oh my God, I was 8. Going to the dentist on Saturday.
Why did they think an 8-year-old was going
to get an abortion? They're throwing holy water at me, telling my mom she shouldn't be ashamed of herself. My mom went to them and said, you should be. Like, she cursed them to hell. I didn't even know the words she was saying. She was so pissed. And I was like, what's going on? What's wrong? She's like, oh, they think that you're going to Planned Parenthood to get an abortion. I was like, what's that?
And
she never...
Also, just not the only thing Planned Parenthood
exactly.
does. There's just so much wrong.
And I didn't even know. My mom was like, don't worry about it. And I didn't, because I was like... But then as a kid, I was just like, I will never forget that. It was so scary. I always remember
that's
this
like traumatizing.
Weird white lady that looked like Miss Sleds. That's why when I saw her as a kid, I was like, this lady looks familiar. And I don't think
it was
her. I don't hope not. But... literally just in my face, like throwing like the holy water at me. Like, are you nuts?
It's just never that
it's
serious.
Never that serious.
It's this also, like, I think there's like this belief that like, oh, there's all this temptation around you and God is trying to test you and but I don't believe in a God that would do that.
No.
First of all, sex, like, who doesn't want to do sex? And if you don't, that's fine. But if you want to, that's fine too.
Exactly.
Like, there are, like, I understand the concept of discipline, because without discipline,
right.
what are
that's
we?
That's why we're talking about the limits.
And I get it. But, like, and I really think that, like, kids don't need to be doing it. But, like, let's be real. This is your body. Like, my mom taught me when I was a kid, like, that if you, like, want to, like, touch your body, you can, because it's yours.
That's
like,
very important. She told me
that is,
too.
Like, something. That's why I am who I am today.
Amen.
But, like, all of that. And, like, So if someone doesn't tell you that and you like have like the urge to like jack off, simply jack off, like people feel so much shame about that, about even having the thought, even if they haven't done it. There's so much shame around like the thought. We talk about bring back shame, not this type.
Okay,
like, this
exactly.
is not the shame we need. It's all misdirected.
Masturbation. If you need to flick your bean, jack off, do whatever.
It's the hand motions that you're doing.
Exactly. Do whatever you need to do. Talk to your hormone monster, please.
But you also, it's like a safety thing, because if you,
yes,
you have to know.
Because
it's like you have to
repression
know,
is a scary thing.
And you have to know like what is okay and what's not okay. So if some nasty person tries to touch you, you know that like
yes.
that's bad and
that's
no one should be doing
that. You do
that.
Need to. That's why I've
like
want
you're the only one who should
be
doing
to
be that.
Very connected and get to know themselves and their bodies. And that is something that does, like you said, needs to be talked about as children. Like people want to stray away. Oh, they're young. I hate when someone says, oh, they're young. Like, when people talk about, oh, a kid's stressed. Oh, they're young. What are they stressed about? We're humans. They're humans. Like, what do you mean? A kid is way more stressed, I believe, than even an adult sometimes. Because their little brains.
They don't know what's
they're
going
like,
on.
Why am I stressed? Why am I this? That's why, like, it affects kids in different ways. It shows up in different ways. And mm-hmm. people are like, oh, they're fine. They just have this. They just have that. No, your baby is literally stressed.
They don't know what's
I was
happening.
Plucking my eyebrows. Like, that is, like, when I think of that, if I had a kid, I'll be like, why is this little girl plucking her eyebrows? And it was just something like, oh,
it's definitely a conversation that needs to
and
be had.
And everyone's just like, oh, don't do that. Like, telling me to not do that. Telling me, I remember my cousin was like, I'll take you to get your eyebrows done if you stop. And I was like, well, I don't care. Like, I'm literally not.
That's not the reason
you know,
this is happening.
Literally, I didn't even know what the reason was until now that I'm older to know, like, oh, that stressed my family out, which stressed me out. Mm-hmm. Which then, I wish people had more grace for children. And it's like children should be the most protected, yet we see consistently, especially in this damn country, that they were probably one of the least protected. Like, it's kind of crazy how people don't pay attention to them at all.
A kid brought a gun to school to shoot his teacher. Clearly no one was paying attention.
No one. Because how the does your child even know how? Like I said, if it was me at 6, I would have popped myself. I would have dropped that thing and it would have jumped and it would have been like, what happened? So you're trying to tell me that this little kid was safe
knew how to load it?
To load it. To have
you
that
gotta take the safety,
safety
off.
If a grown bitch, you gave me a gun, I wouldn't even know what to really do with it. Why would a 6-year-old know more than me? That's a problem. To shoot, to successfully, not even a miss. Like, imagine if it happened and like, oh, a kid tried. A kid successfully shot their teacher in kindergarten. Most unprotected group of people. Like, what are you, like you're saying, like, it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense in this country. That's when I come
How
back.
How tall are you when you're 6? Like, 3 feet?
Like, this big, maybe. And that's, like, maybe the tallest kid.
That's generous,
kid.
Yeah.
And that's, like you said, that's, like, the tallest kid in the kindergarten class.
And somehow, good God.
Like, Kayla,
good God.
When I sent that, you understand how my fucking heart went to my vagina. Mm-hmm. I was actually legitimately, like,
I've had to, like, desensitize myself to a certain
extent. And I felt that. Because you can't sit here and think about it.
I mean, for one, it's just all... I mean, not this exact situation, but, like, it's just happened
so
many times.
Yeah.
And that shit last year in Texas fucked me up. Mm-hmm. Like, that fucked
me
up.
No, that was
very,
very, very, very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The situation in Texas. To know that it's almost, like, been a year. It's just too much. This country... That's why I sit here and say I really want my time overseas somewhere because I want to live. I don't feel like in college I got to kind of live. But as an adult, no. It don't even put COVID into the mix. It's just like going out.
Shit was going to hell in a handbasket
before COVID. So it's just like there's just never been peace. And I feel for people who are younger than us. Like, what is genuine peace? Like, we were talking about, at dinner and I was telling you, like, E in his first stand-up talking about movie theaters getting shot up. And, like, that's an actual thing that people will sit down and think if you are letting your brain think that far. Because, I mean, it's not even, like, an intrusive thought. It's, like, a dead-ass thought. That's not even something,
it's
like...
it's happened.
It has. That's what I'm trying to say. People are trying to say, that's dark. Nah, nigga, actually, that's real. Like, it happened. Like, when I went to go see Wakanda, I was kind of afraid because it was a black movie and literally people were out here wanting to shoot up black things. I felt the same thing seeing Whitney Houston because I'm like, it's a black movie. Let me look and see who's in this bitch. Like, that's sad to think and say. Like, why? Because we could literally get targeted off of just the movie we're seeing because it's of a certain... That's even Everywhere, Everything, All at Once. It was a majority Asian movie. big ups for the people who want to. You can't see me doing my little huzzah movement and hooray, because
that's like my favorite.
One of the best movies in a long time. They acted their asses off. I wish the daughter got more, because she acted her ass off. It would not have been the same without her. So yeah. I was kind of surprised that she didn't get more than, but I'm happy that the mom and the dad character, I can't remember their names right now. I know one's name is Michelle, but they did that. They did it, and I'm so happy for them, because that movie was, made me cry in the theater, and I need to see it again in its fullness. But like, it was super, super, super good. And I was thinking to myself, I didn't think that thought in the theater, but I was just like, it's good. But like, thinking to myself, some people may have had that thought. Like, that's a thought I always have in the theater. Whenever either I'm leaving it or going to it, I think of it
once. I had that thought when my cousin had run out the theater for Wakanda, and like, I had to hand out tickets. The way people were like, walking up, this nigga tried to come in there to charge his phone, and the girl was like, you need to go to the library or something, because you cannot just come in here and sit and charge your phone. But it's like, people were coming in through the exit, and it's like, just her, it's me and her, I'm there for my people to give them tickets, but it's just her basically trying to stop these people. And I'm like, there's no security, there's no nothing. And so if someone wanted to do something, they easily could, and that's crazy.
Terrifying. Terrifying. And I hate that, that's my reality. I hate that it's yours. I hate that it's anybody's reality. Mm-hmm. It makes me sick. And that's why I sit and question, do I want to bring a child onto this earth? Because that's simply why I cannot have a child leave my eyes, because I don't think I could live if my child...
There are murderers and pedophiles around every corner.
That alone. Shout out Rose for never letting me go to a sleepover. I used to give you hell at home because I could not go to not one, but thank you. Because even some shit can be happening with families. Unfortunately. Not saying that's my reality, but it's a lot of people's reality, unfortunately. So it's a lot out here. People are sick and twisted and upsetting. And it's just like, the kids, like, I go back, the most unprotected. Like, Sandy Hook alone should have been like, oh, God, guys, we strayed to hell. There's children dying, yet we have another school shooting that was worse than Sandy Hook. Are you dumb?
There were multiple that were.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying in the last year. I know. Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like, Sandy Hook should have been, like, the fucking 100%. Hook. Hang it up. Like, oh, my. Like, gun fucking control. No,
this year was the 10-year, and I was like, it's been 10 years.
Literally, I was just having this conversation with Brianna. Brianna's like, any other country or any American who thinks that other countries are like unsafe, do they know where they're from? Like, the way that you can get murked in any setting here.
A lot of countries have travel advisories on us because of the number of mass shootings that we have. Like, let's be honest.
This one girl that I follow, she's a world traveler, and she's in Afghanistan right now. She's like, you guys know that there's no crime here, right? Like... As in, like,
I can't even get into like the propaganda that they have about the Middle East.
I'm gonna send you the videos of with her there and just showing, like, listen, of course there's certain things that are just not morally right, but the people aren't as unhappy as America tries to make it like they are. Let's just say fucking that. Because America wants to make it like they're in hell, they're this, they do this, they're, you know, they're, it's unsafe, when I promise you, you're more likely to get murked in this country than you are in Afghanistan. Bible. I'll put money on it.
And if you get murked over there, it's probably by a U.S. drone. So okay. Let's be honest.
Because they were saying the more violence they had was when the soldiers were there. Of course. They were so happy. Like, when she interviewed them, some, like, citizens there, they're like, no, we were actually way more happier. Because you know what those soldiers were doing? And on that note. Okay.
Free listen. Palestine.
Okay.
Whoever just became in charge over there in Israel, fuck you. They're being very ridiculous over there. They are killing people every day. It's very upsetting.
Very.
I was thinking earlier, I'll have to look into this for the conspiracy theory thing, because I'm just trying to figure out, what is up with America and Israel? Like, why can you say nothing bad about them? Why do we give them so much money? Like, what are we getting in return?
I have no idea.
We're getting something in return, because they ain't dealing out billions for nothing.
Listen, the day that the government gets exposed will be a good day.
I mean,
what I want from after this...
But do you know the government could get exposed and niggas wouldn't believe it?
I know. It's just so sad. We're just, like I said, we strayed so far. Like... I need the Constitution to be redone. We need something new.
I don't want to live in anything here. Called America. Like, we should have started our own country or something. Was segregation so bad? I'm kidding, but I'm not.
Listen, don't get me started.
I'm kidding.
No, but I want to just be with my people, though. So maybe it's
not. I feel like there should be a place where I could go do that if that's what I want to do.
One would say Africa, but like.
Do they want me there?
That's the thing.
Is that propaganda?
That's another thing that I don't like too, that everyone's going to Africa and like going back or going back home, quote unquote.
Where am I supposed to go?
That's where I feel for African Americans.
I have nowhere to go. Yes.
So it's just like. At this point, the country, listen, I'm pro-divided this country. Cut it up, bitch.
Texas wanted to go. They should have let them when they asked for it.
Cut this bitch up four ways and let me know where the niggas at. Because that's where I'm at. The fuck? Easy. Are you joking? Easy. I don't even care which part of this country is at. And I prefer a certain part. I will go to the west if that's where the niggas is at. Are you dumb?
I don't care. I'd go anywhere. Literally. And do you know what I think would happen? Even if the niggas got the south with the hurricanes and all that, I know God. Mm-hmm. And I really think...
Watch, things would change. Oh, I know. God's been very unhappy about the people on this land. I pray for the Native Americans. It's just... I don't know if you ever heard
that
of the show.
Is one of like the saddest situations, like the genocide of an entire
and the way population. That it still affects
yeah.
them. Like, I don't know, this show called Reservation Dogs
don't
on
talk
FX.
About it enough.
Watch Reservation Dogs. It's about Native Americans in Oklahoma and how like
is it gonna make me cry?
It's not I'm because very they're sensitive. They're funny. Like it's so. Funny, but like. The over, you know, the underlying theme of this show is about depression and the youth. Like, mm-hmm. they're literally high schoolers mm-hmm. that are going through a lot. And it's all stemmed from just the beginning of the fucking, you know, beginning of the white people coming here. And I think it's funny because how much they tease white people. Like, it's good.
As they should.
Right.
I think that, like, they definitely don't get their...
They don't.
...their due.
They don't
like,
get
I
enough.
Feel like
they don't get enough if you ask
we
me.
Get a lot... We don't get enough.
We don't
either,
get enough either.
But we get a lot compared to them.
They are really not represented in any type of way.
No.
It's actually very sad and scary.
Or even acknowledged of like what happened.
Yes.
Like everyone can sit and say slavery was bad, but people are not sitting around talking about, I mean, we still have Columbus Day and Thanksgiving. Let's be fucking for
yeah.
real for a second.
Yeah.
And they got everybody else mixed up in it too, thinking that Thanksgiving's about family.
Right. I haven't watched the second season. I hope they have an episode about Thanksgiving because I would love to see that perspective because they would be freaking hilarious about it. Mm-hmm. Because that would be a good episode to see what in their perspective of what they do during Thanksgiving because
right.
they don't obviously celebrate that bullshit. That's very, very upsetting. Are we going to talk about Capricorn celebrities?
Oh my god, we're supposed to talk about Capricorn reality TV.
Oh, we were?
Yes, I remember.
Shout out Dolores Catania?
Catania?
Catania. That okay. sounds Italian. Dolores Catania. Shout out Dolo. That's
I love
my
Dolo.
Bitch. I love her lots. Sheree's an idiot.
Kyle Richards sucks.
Boo! Tomato at her forehead.
Deaner. I don't know how I feel about Deaner from the Jersey Shore.
I like her
husband.
Yes, and that's why I think she's a good lady because she got someone like Chris, and I feel like she becomes worse when she's around Snooks and Jenny. Jenny's the worst. Okay, don't let me say it. Jenny, as I rewatched the little family vacation, even Jersey Shore when I rewatched it, I'm like, what's wrong with this lady? Like, she was the real major issue. I'm like, miserable Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Dina. Like her. Who else is a Capricorn as reality TV? I guess it's Boucher.
The Queen. New York.
Oh, I don't watch New York. Who's that?
New York.
Oh, New York. I thought you said the queen of like Real Housewives.
No.
Oh,
the
yeah.
queen,
New York.
Comma. New York.
Of yeah, the queen of reality TV, Tiffany Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic. She is the reason why people take reality TV seriously. And even though she was in one of the most unserious television shows.
Very unserious.
Imagine... Her type, the type of bitch she is.
Imagine Twitter without her.
Yeah.
All those memes of her.
You know.
All the phrases
that's why
that we
have.
That's
I was also talking to Brianna. We're like, who's
Beyonce?
Like, who is like the top Real Housewives of like all time? And it's NeNe. You can.
Yes.
You do not see nothing. On your timeline is Tiffany and NeNe.
Every day.
Literally, boop, boop. I was saying the other day when she was in the car, like, boop, like, with the little... She's hilarious, like, effortlessly. And that's, like, Tiffany, too. Like, I love effortlessly funny, like, people. Like, it gets me going. And I think Capricorns, if people don't give Capricorns enough credit, we're effortlessly funny. I haven't met, like, a funnier bunch sometimes. Like,
that's true.
Yeah, like when people want to say, oh, we're this, we're that, we're so serious. I'm like, but have you ever, no, like, actually...
funny, though.
Hello? I have not laughed. I make myself laugh harder than I think some other people have made me laugh, respectfully.
Yeah.
Because I be cracking myself up. And I be, the fuck? Like, because I'm funny. Like, I am. Like, ha-ha, funny laugh joke.
Funny, ha-ha,
like, laugh. But other people, I don't know. I think that's why people think Capricorns take their life very seriously, which they do. But I feel like they're the first ones to make their lives a joke.
Because it is.
You know?
Other Capricorn just celebrities in general.
Shout out Lori Harvey. Everyone wants to be on her clit.
Okay, let's talk about that for a moment.
In her vagina.
Let me have a tangent.
They
want to
suck both titties.
Let me have a
tangent. And hit it for the back so bad.
Lori Harvey. Oh, shit. I had mascara on.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. Lori Harvey. Do you know why the men hate her?
Why? Humor me.
I think that the men hate her because she does not need men.
Yes.
They don't know how to react to that.
This is why I hate them
a
saying this.
A woman who doesn't need a man, how could this be?
That's not why.
This is perplexing to us.
But why are they giving Broderick Harvey so much credit? That's why I agree with this comment of not needing a man, because why the do they think that Steven, or whatever the fuck this man's name is, would be the reason why she is the way she is? Like, she wasn't raised by Marjorie.
I think... But also, the only reason I'm saying she don't need a man is because she has money.
Well, yeah.
What else do we need men for besides money? Sex. That's it. Even that is limited and not fully true.
Listen,
so
women have the better sex with women.
So hello? I could testify to that fact.
Hello?
So
a lot of people can't.
Like, she is rich. Just, you know, like, she will, she doesn't have to worry about anything. She can just date. But, like, here's the thing. She's not even a hoe. She's not even ran through. She gets in relationships with people, and that's it. Pete Davidson gets in relationships with people, and they talk about how big his dick is.
You saw that on Twitter when they were, like, comparing. They're like, oh, my God, he must have sauce. And then her, she's a hoe.
Yeah, like,
I'm thinking to myself, if anything, if you want to put any label on her, she's like a serial monogamous, like, because she's always dating someone seriously, which is on brand for her Capricornness.
And I think she's, people she even dated?
She's too serious
like
to be a hoe.
Like three?
I know, but all I remember, I know she was a serious bitch from the time she was about to be married at like 18, 19.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
So like four people?
She's literally been a serious
person.
Who are
the people? The current man, Michael B. Jordan.
I don't know if she seriously dated Future. She told everyone to shut the fuck up about her dating Diddy and Justin Combs, which I agree. I don't think she ever generally.
Yeah.
That's why I'm gonna get on Carisha's ass next season, okay? I've been
Carisha,
on
we coming for you.
Carisha, I'm coming for your ass.
Carisha, I'm disappointed.
That's why
Carisha.
I was so happy that she came out and debunked all that bullshit, because she's telling you, like you said, with the money, why the fuck would I need Diddy, guys? And that's why with Carisha does need Diddy. And the thing is, she don't need him.
She actually doesn't.
She wants to think she does, because she don't need that loser. And that's why I'm glad she came out and said, no, I don't need that, because she doesn't. Imagine having to think that you need Diddy. Wow. That's why Carisha's pissing me off, because I know it's a lie, guys. It's all a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah,
you guys sit here and think, oh my God, goals. She's so blah, 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 blah. Y'all eat and feed into that. You're doing exactly what they want. That's why I like Lori, because she shuts the fuck up, minds her business, date, be cute. She'll talk to some people who she wants to talk to and let y'all have fun. She said, I don't give a fuck what y'all do online. Because that would be me, too. I swear, if I was famous, I don't give a fuck what no one say about
post
me.
Post your pictures and
I would post my pictures and go, have my little moment with my frenzies. If I don't fucking know you, why the fuck would I fucking care? It's always so funny if I tweet something and someone asks me, like, I'm going to respond to them. like, telling me, oh, you're this, or, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, why would you say that? I forgot someone from high school. He said something to me recently, like, who was I talking about? I think I was talking about Diddy, when Diddy was being a loser, getting all mad at Carisha having that interview with, who's that man that dates? OG Herbo.
Uh-huh.
And being like, my shoddy walk, what you doing? Why y'all sitting so close? Blah, 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 blah. And I said, doesn't he have a newborn to tend to?
Are you not embarrassed?
And basically, and then the person's going to be like, what does that even matter that he has a kid? Didn't respond, because what is that? What do you mean? Oh, does it matter? Nigga. You can't even.
He has things to do.
You're too broke for this combo. I'm too broke for this combo. That's not even in my test bracket. It wasn't even up for combo. Like, Like, it was just me stating the an obvious that he's sitting here with a fresh newborn that he forced down our throat. So, yeah, I can say what the fuck I want to say. So why is he sitting here yelling at a screen over someone that's not even his girlfriend?
Why are you yelling at a screen and putting it on your story for us all to see?
Hello, you're lame.
He is the same age as my parents. He needs to stop.
To fucking grab himself up, sit down and be a grandpa. Because one of your fucking children that are about to be, that can be fucking, like, parents, will pop one out soon. So you sitting here trying to pop a kid out is just dense. And that's why I'm just like, damn, Carisha, you really going to attach yourself to that embarrassment because it's Diddy? That's when Lori's one of the first
things she did. Who is Diddy to us? We're 26 years old. And you know how
so many black people don't like him too. And I love that. I'm glad that there's some people on the right side of history.
He is weird vibes.
Very
weird. Their whole crew is weird vibes, bro. Naomi Campbell's weird vibes. Why is she on Jeffrey Epstein's plane logs? Bye.
Listen.
Weirdo.
Shout out Lori for saying, that's not me. Because it isn't you, bitch. Fuck them. Shout out Flo Millie. That's a bad bitch Capricorn.
Shout out Flo Millie and Ice Spice.
My little sister. Hey, you heard that little clip that she dropped that was
the leaked.
Mm-hmm. Girl, eating. I was like, no way she ate like that. I was speechless the first listen. I had to listen 3 times in a row. There's no way that bitch ate like that. She's number one. She's going to be that girl. And it's the Capricorns. Like, listen. And you see how much hate that they have about her? And she just doesn't care. And I know she doesn't. It just makes me feel good. Capricorn women, a lot of them really don't care.
She really doesn't.
No, like, she's just like, yeah. Like
Drake, like, mentioned her in a song and she didn't really respond.
She didn't. Like, she didn't. Because what is there to respond about? She's a little Scorpio moon that's about her money. And wants to be inside. And I like
that.
And
I feel her.
Because same
as a Taurus moon, I feel
you
her.
Know? Mm-hmm. I like her. I respect her.
I respect her.
Because she,
too.
Why would we not? Who else is a Capricorn?
Well, Michelle Obama.
Shout
she's
out to
a little
her.
Controversial. Because
but she's still slightly
all
mother.
American presidents. But yeah,
she
no, she is. She's good.
She's
I like
a great
her.
Lady. She did not want him to be president. And I believe her with my heart.
She has
soul.
Some sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. So shout out her. I like her. We like her.
There are some white people.
Who?
Timmy T.
Yeah, he's cool. Timothy.
He was cool. Florence Pugh.
I like her.
I like her
any movie she's in. Sorry. I still need to watch Little Women. I don't like... Let me
Where
take that
is
back.
It?
I don't know. Like, do you understand I search for that, like, randomly?
I'll buy it.
Okay, when you do, we can watch that. If you, the day you make me watch American Psycho, let me
Saturday.
Watch that after that.
Saturday, you're watching American
okay,
Psycho.
Okay, maybe that's going to be a lot. Okay, no. Never mind. We'll watch it another day. I like
American Psycho, like an hour and a half long movie. It's
I know, we'll see. Actually.
Major.
We'll see.
Anyway.
Who else?
I feel like a lot of people
no,
like,
lot of
were
people.
Having. Dolly Parton.
That's a bad bitch.
That is a bad
I was, bitch. My dad was like, I like Dolly. I'm like, exactly.
Taste. That was the other thing when they said Tennessee. I said,
Dolly Parton.
Dolly?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just love how
it's
she. I Will Always Love You, like, that's her song, and, like, she was just, like, loved how, like, Whitney, like, did that. That's a good woman. Because you know some other people that
would
be
jealous. Other people wouldn't
spiteful
have cleared
and
it, and she cleared
she
it.
She cleared it and was like, wow, like, did that. Love that lady. She is an icon. Because me and my dad were talking about, like, she's also humanitarian.
And
like,
who is her husband? We don't know. Icon.
My dad didn't even know she was married. I was
exactly.
like, exactly.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
she's married?
Exactly.
Right.
For a million years.
Right.
Exactly.
An unbothered Capricorn woman who got a... Listen, that's another thing. People be hating because you get a right Capricorn who don't mind their business. They got their ducked out with their partner and doing their own thing. Giving to the community when they need to and ducking off and doing what they need to because they go through hell personally. Well, I know. We know. Because that's the thing. People be like, oh my God, Capricorns, you guys do this, this, and that. But deep down inside, at home, it gets murky. Okay? It gets murky. So it's just like, I respect Capricorns a lot. Because even
you know
talking about...
You know like the worst Capricorn?
Who? I'm scared.
Well, wait. Let me back up first.
Because there are some Capricorns.
It's Martin Luther King's birthday yesterday. Shout out to him.
Yeah. Even though he was a cheater pumpkin eater. But that doesn't take from the fact
yeah,
that he did a lot.
Capricorn men kind of
they No, that's Capricorn men. Shout out to people who...
Other
been,
than Timmy T. I have to believe.
Yeah. Shout out...
He is just... Clips of him just...
He seems... I think he's a Pisces moon too. And that's what Michelle is. I like Pisces moon on Capricorn people because I think... I don't know if and it just makes them feel on some Uh-huh.
I can't. Most.
Most of the time. Some of
four
the
out of five dentists agree. It's
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that combo because I think they are just like really wholesome people sometimes. Like just, they get it.
It balances out like the harshness.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. It kind of softens it, but they are one of the people who go through it. But they have a lot of compassion for themselves and others. It's like mm-hmm. chef's kiss. So I like that combo. But who else is not likable?
Kate like Middleton.
Oh my God, she's a Capricorn?
Yeah.
Oh God, next. Boo, where's the tomatoes? Like, I need to look
stuff
up.
Isn't that upsetting?
Because I can't even think of any bad Capricorns right now, which I know
a
is
a good one
truth.
Is Betty White.
Oh my God, RIP. She was here for a long time. That's
almost
another thing.
100
about,
years.
Listen, I have my great grandma was a Capricorn, 108 baby. She kept on riding. That's another thing. When we done is when we were like, all right, we're going check out.
Gotta go.
You mm-hmm. know, I like that. Capricorn celebrities. Who else? There gotta be more. So I just can't, Denzel Washington. What an actor. Can't speak on his personal life though. Jordan Sparks. Nothing really to say.
No, she's not. I thought she was a Sag.
It's December 22nd. Maybe it switches that day. I don't know.
No, it's the day before that it switches.
I don't care about this man. Lee Daniels. Don't know that much to have an opinion. Oh, these people are boring. John Legend.
Why are you skipping people?
Because we
insane.
Don't care about them. I don't know them.
You
like,
don't know
who's
who I
Hayley
care
Williams.
About.
Oh my God, that's Paramore lady, right? Oh yeah, yeah. Never mind. I'm sorry. She
oh
knows,
my God.
I'm used to her with orange hair, so it threw me off.
Who was
like,
that before her?
Jared Leto.
Oh my God, I hate him.
See, I knew. I don't even know him. Kit Harington.
Oh, he's kind of attractive.
Lee Daniels. I know him. That's the guy from.
No boo.
You know. Stranger Things guy, Finn.
Oh.
He's, I like him, but it's just, I didn't have anything to say.
Okay, I get it now.
Who else? Gayle King.
You still skipped Hayley Williams, that's crazy.
Once I looked, I was like, oh, that's Paramore.
That's true, she was blonde. It's
yeah,
okay.
I was like, I know her with orange hair. Mm-hmm. Denzel Washington, like I said, iconic. Seth Meyers, on brand to be a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. Who's Alison Brie?
I know that name, but I don't know her.
Kim Tae, he's K-pop.
I don't care about that. You can't get me to care about K-pop.
That's another day. Tyrese Gibson.
Ah.
He's fine and he can sing. I was listening to that Chingy song, Pulling Me. Wait. Every time I try to leave, someone thinks,
pulling me back,
me back. Telling me I need. Ate that up. I wish he did more. LeBron James. Yeah, all I can say is. Right. Gabby Douglas. Okay, icon.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Who is this man? Dax Shepard? He has my birthday, too.
That's Kristen Bell's husband.
Yeah, it says that here, too. But that's all he is? No. Diane Keaton?
Ah.
I know her.
I like her.
Facts. Why does it caps love suits? That's it? It's like, okay.
I mean, it's true, but
yeah.
Damn.
Bradley Cooper. There's two white people. Eddie Redmayne. Who's that?
He played like a...
Icon. Blue Ivy Carter.
Cut the cameras.
Okay.
Like, that's it. No
on
more.
On the 7th, too.
Yeah, and on that note, that is all we need to know. And Miss Tina.
Mary J. Love her.
She's friends with Diddy, though.
I want to believe that's a force.
Okay.
Because she's been... It's too much. I feel like Diddy...
Jordan, like, hates her, and I'm starting to, like, get it.
Oh, my God. I love her music too much, and I just like... Zayn, he's cute.
Justice for Zayn.
Liam.
Boo.
Orlando Bloom. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
He's with Katy Perry now.
Oh.
They have a baby.
She's a Capricorn. Julia.
Oh, I like her.
Julia. Lil Cool J, he's fine ass. I would have had a major crush on him in the 80s. Like, I think I would have a poster of him. He's just...
Probably in the 80s.
The Doing It. Remember
not
the Doing It music?
Anymore.
Oh, no. I'm talking about
he
the Doing It.
He can't even take his hat off.
I like him a lot. Like, in any movie that he's in, because he's just funny.
Mm-hmm.
Remember is it Identity Theft?
Oh, that was
hilarious. Dove. We were just talking about her. Prayers for Dove. Look at the face. She really does look very different. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think...
Oh,
Regina! Her birthday was yesterday.
Regina.
Why was
I hope she's doing well.
When I tell you that Capricorns go through some shit, that is an example.
I hope she's okay.
I hope she is well. I was actually randomly watching Daddy Daycare because it's on, what's it called? Netflix. One of my favorite movies growing up. I was watching the other day. I'm like, I actually used to know this by heart. Like, in the beginning when he's like walking on sunshine and it pauses because he pees. Like, the fact that I was watching the other day, I was like,
yeah.
And I forgot Regina was in it. And I'm like, Love her. What an icon. Sade.
Cut the tape there.
Okay.
Sade. What more needs to be said?
I was just talking about her to Sarah the other day. Shout out to her too. Timeless music. That's why I love. I'm so happy that there's more Capricorn artists coming out and
doing
their shit.
Do you know my cousin who has the company place of my aunt?
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to go see Sade and like ended up not being able to because his kid like was prematurely came early.
Oh, that would be very upsetting. To
pissed.
Be, I mean, at least your child is here. But Sade,
she don't
day.
Go on tour like that. Oh, like I that know. Was like,
what an icon. Like. And her music, I said, timeless. Like,
timeless.
I can't listen. Is It a Crime was, like, I was running it up in the last 2 months just because I forgot how fucking good it was.
So good.
This man, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Manuel Miranda. And so is Hamilton.
Yeah, I said, fun fact, also Hamilton. FK Twigs.
I love her.
She's cool.
That is a true Capricorn sister, okay?
Did we say, shout out Aaliyah.
Her music...
No, it's good. No, she's great. Icon.
She gets me.
Mm-hmm. I love. That's what I'm saying. We need more Capricorns because they are.
Oh,
shout
Renee
out
Rapp.
Mac
like
Miller,
her.
Huh?
Oh.
Rip, I love you so much. Like I miss you. Like I miss you. Like, and I don't know you, and that makes me so sad that I miss you so much. Like I think of you, and I
that
think
is
of my
one
people.
Of the saddest things.
Like, cause he really. When I think of artists, when we have conversation about these fucking artists, I cannot help but
we
always
even
talk
call
about
them
him.
Artists. Like, I mean, he can.
No,
but
no,
like
no.
the
but
current
yes.
whatever is going on
artists.
Right now. Singers,
I always put him in the conversation of like Tyler the Creator because these are people who
he's an artist.
They create, they're artists, and Mac was nothing just short of that. I just love him too much. I just can't. I don't know why God did that.
I'll start crying. Anyway,
I question it all the time.
Renee Rapp, the blonde girl from Sex Lives of College Girls, her like lyrics to her songs, like she's, you can tell she's younger than me, but like the sentiment is there. The talent
is there. That's what I'm saying.
There.
I have not seen a Capricorn that flop.
The lyrics
Aaliyah,
hit.
That's why people want to literally not let Aaliyah.
Let Aaliyah rest
please
in
peace. Please
let her
rest in
please
peace.
Stop posting her pictures.
Please.
Stop talking about her. Just stop.
Muhammad
it.
Ali.
My favorite.
Oh, Zoe. The one that from New Girl.
Oh,
Jimmy Carrey. Jim Carrey. Not Jimmy Carrey.
Oh, yeah. I love Jim Carrey.
Yeah, me too. And Betty. Who is Logan Lerman?
Lerman.
Who's that? Is he the guy from Kiss... Angus Gong's and Perfect Snogging. He kind of looks like him.
No, weren't they not American? Isn't he American? I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea who he even is. Ellen DeGeneres.
He doesn't normally. She's an Aquarius.
Why do they have? Yeah, because it's the 20th.
She's an Aquarius.
Okay, this list is a lie.
Someone didn't do their research.
Right, I'm actually disgusted. Just kidding. It's not that serious. What? This doesn't even have Timothée on it.
Oh God. Or Florence.
Elvis is what's it called too? Right. Ryan Seacrest too. Nicolas Cage, Ricky Martin.
Now you're naming weird people.
Yeah. I mean, we're naming what's else.
Have you been
list?
Seeing those videos of what is his name? The one who was Spider-Man.
Shamari? Not Shamari. What's his name?
The white
guy?
Man.
Oh no. No, I don't know who you're talking about.
What? Don't give up like this.
Katie
Andrew Garfield.
Kirk. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. He was Spider-Man.
I've been obsessed with him for a while.
Cute.
And then...
The astrology stuff.
And then I was like, oh, no. I like him in the weird way. And then I was like, he's a fucking Leo.
Oh,
and then
he's Aquarius Moon. That's what he is, yeah.
Yeah, but then now all these people are talking about it. And then he said his birth time. And I'm just like, wow.
What's his rising?
Pisces.
Oh, I get that. I see that. I think that's why
he's
like
a sweet baby.
No, he's a sweetheart. Like I loved his synergy with what's her name? Amelia. I think she's hilarious. I just think her awkwardness is just like on brand.
That was so funny when he was like, "No, we can't be together. Like the sun and the moon, and it's too much." And then she was like, "Oh, you're gonna like be too into me?" And she's like, "Yes."
Yeah, no, because he.
And
you,
I'm
you,
like,
you
"Oh man, he knows."
No, he I loved it because I just thought it was so hot. I was telling someone, I don't know, something about that interaction was hot because I don't know a guy that knows astrology that versely that is not like a dickhead. Because a lot of spiritual guys, those little.
They suck.
Like, they are condescending. They're weird. They're this. Like, he just made it very hot, very cool, very, like, easygoing to kind of tell you things without it being, like, even hard to understand. Like, the Lay's Man. Like, it was like Lay's Man astrology. Like, they could get that. Like, well, the sun and the moon was just... And, like, the regular person could get it. She got it. She don't know that much about astrology. just loved it. I loved him, like, about that. I need more content. Like,
I love him.
He's a cool guy.
So I loved him. I saw an interview he did on Stephen Colbert, and he was talking about his mother passing away. Mm-hmm. And, like, they had just, like, a very... Because Stephen Colbert had, like, a traumatic experience of his dad and siblings dying in a plane crash when he was a kid. And so, like, they had, like, this calm... And it was... I was like, I am obsessed with this man. I will do anything for him. He needs to be protected at all costs. He is so sweet, and I love him. Mm-hmm. And I love
that. That is very sad. I did not know that. I mean, listen, I forgot that he was Spider-Man for a second, because once you said that, I'm like, oh my God, that's what I've
seen. No, so he did the movie with Tammy Faye, the religious people. Who, like, he was running a scheme. The guy, Tammy Faye is the wife. I can't think of the guy's name.
Oh!
And he played the husband. Okay. And, like, while they were filming that, his mom...
Aww,
yeah. Amazing. And so, like, I think it was after that movie, and he was, like, talking about it. And his brother is, like, a doctor mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And it was just, I don't know, his dad and his brother were there. It was just so cute.
Well, I like
I just
that.
Love him.
No, he's great. And the fact that he's versed in astrology and stuff like that, he's self-aware. And I maybe
did you see the whole thread?
No, I didn't watch the whole thread. I had to. When he, like...
when he was with the other guy, he was like, you're the Cancer and I'm the Leo, mm-hmm. like the mom and the dad. And the guy was like, oh, I'm the dad. He was like, no.
Right. And I was like, he knows.
But even the other guy was like, said he would snap his... Something about like... clawing him because he knows. I'm like, people know stuff. Mm-hmm. Good for people.
I like that. That's one thing I'm looking forward to when Pluto does go into Aquarius, is people talking and having astrology more in like...
I think it would help a lot of people.
But it will. That's why what's her name? Monet, the other day. Shout out Monet. She was talking about how she just loved astrology, like, and like, you know, by, you know, how each day represent like a day in astrology, like, you know, it was ruled by a planet and stuff like that. And she was talking about, it's just English that has taken that away. She's like, you look in Spanish and French, like you translate those words.
And it translates to the
Mars,
planet.
To sun, like, and it's true.
The moon. Uh-huh.
So it's like, if we go back to that, like how much that helps you. Like if you set your days off of like on Mondays, so, you know, like you want to rest more because it's the moon day and Mars day. And also go to the extra length of making it based off your natal chart, because maybe not all Mars days are like actually like, let me do shit, because maybe you're a Libra Mars, or a Mars that doesn't like want to move
hey.
Like that.
Anyway.
No, I'm just saying.
I think it would help people, even the simplicity of like knowing people's signs. Like I remember whenever people were trying to cancel Chrissy Teigen, and I was like, you guys are being ridiculous. This is just a Sagittarius woman. Like, please calm down. She has said unhinged things because that's what they do.
What's that girl's name that people always want to cancel? What's her name? The one that she always do the little dance with that knife, machete, and it always...
Machete?
Who's her name? When I say her name, you would be like, Azalea Banks. Not Banks. Is her last name Banks? Azalea? Yes. What's her sign? Do you not know? I don't know.
She's a Gemini.
That's Gemini. That Gemini Sagittarius access. Messy trolls that will just say and do stuff that doesn't even... Not saying that they should do it. I like ones that understand what their actions and not the personal growth of it. But like Nene. Like Nene is a full-blown Sag lady who has the best drags. Even like Sages are good with their words. And that's why people be
that's
mad.
That's like Candace. That's yes. why I hate Nicki Minaj, because she takes it too far. But like at the
that's
same time,
now.
I can't give too much energy to it because she's just a Sagittarius.
Exactly.
There's no talking
Absolutely.
To that.
What was I watching the other day?
Just ignore.
She went straight to hell with it about Miley. She does not like Miley Cyrus.
She's just a Sagittarius.
Yes.
Chill out.
And they're both Sagittarius. I'm like, y'all just hate each other?
I know we're not supposed to talk about Kanye anymore, but he's just a Gemini. Like, please don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, you just got to put a muzzle on them sometimes.
Just ignore. Just ignore.
A country, which that's why America's so annoying, because it's a Sag rising. People really take
that. Like Kim Kardashian. That's why y'all can't let that bitch
go
either.
Because
next time,
she also puts her foot in her mouth consistently. All y'all need to just do is get up and work. Like,
next time, we will talk about conspiracy theories. We'll talk about how celebrity culture needs to end. How they all the plastic surgery that they've all had.
You said celeb culture needs to end.
Uh huh.
I remember that.
Yes, plastic surgery, conspiracy
I have
theories.
Plastic surgery.
We'll talk about all of that and whatever tangents come off of that, because that's a very much so
the plastic surgery,
an Aquarius season conversation.
It is. That's I prefer that for Aquarius season because of it's very fixed plastic surgery. You know, like it's very Scorpio, but it's very like no.
some crazy shit been going on.
Yeah, I just watched a very informational video about.
And then you'll watch more, and then we can have like a very informed.
Literally, my goal this week at some point is to watch it while I work and be like, "Oh my!" Like, and as I pause, do something else, and go back to it. Like,
it's very because shocking.
I need like a lot of us, and we'll talk about.
I might
it.
Have to subscribe to her Patreon for a month to like. I need to listen, see everything
because it's good to know. We're getting to a point that knowledge is going to be key, guys. Already key, but like it's get to a point that it's gonna be life or death. We'll get to it.
Literally, babes.
And there's no fear because it's easily attainable. Pinky promise, we will all be okay. But you have to wake the fuck up.
Be fucking for real.
And I think a lot of people listening to this are for real. So
that's positive.
But they need to spread that to other people. So
yeah,
they can be
we all need to evangelize the world to like. Some real shit.
You know.
But anyway.
On that note.
Okay, bye.
Bye.